Age, one age for all. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. One age for all. Recently, I've been working with people who were having a little difficulty in coming to terms with what their values are in life. And this seems to be quite common for many of us, doesn't it? Coming to terms with the values of our life. These people were having difficulty in getting along with each other, cooperating with each other, enjoying each other, and just thoroughly liking each other. And I told them, now, a very simple way to do this would be just to have amnesia. And if you had amnesia, you would no longer remember who you are. You'd no longer remember the attitudes that you had about life. You would be living in the now. You'd be living in this current moment now, and what an exciting moment that would be. You'd have no past. You'd have nothing to relate yourself to. You'd have nothing to compare yourself to. And no one else could compare you to anything either, because you would have no memory of any other time than right now. All right. So, you're with a group of people who previously you found very intolerable to be with. But now you're with these people with a state of amnesia, and you only look at them and observe them from the now. Now, you look at yourself and you say, I'm a nice person. And you have no reason to object because you don't know anything else about yourself other than what you're doing right this moment, and you think you're a nice person. So, you look at the other people in your world, and you look at them, and you see them as nice persons. And you see them doing interesting things, and doing important things, and unimportant things, and uninteresting things. You see them doing all sorts of things, and you think to yourself, well, isn't that wonderful? They allow me to be me, and I allow them to be them, and I accept them just the way they are, and they accept me just the way I am, and hey, we get along just wonderful. Life is fantastic. Life is a joyous and a glorious experience. And, you know, as we think about that, as we think about life being a wonderful, joyous experience, then what comes into our thought? What comes into our thought of, as we consider ourselves and consider doing whatever it is that we're doing? What do we consider ourselves as something that's very important? Do we consider ourselves as important from the point of view that we are nice people? Well, now that's certainly a good thought. But as nice people, what are we doing as nice people? As nice people, are we enjoying ourselves? Are we enjoying the people around us? Are we enjoying all of the people in our world? Are we enjoying all the people who come into our life and whom we speak with and share with? Or do we sometimes look at people and judge them? Well, having no past, we're unable to judge. And living only in the present, we have nothing with which to judge, because everything is in the now. Everything is this instant, this attitude, this moment, and there's nothing else to consider. So, now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when we think about ourselves? Well, we have this state of amnesia, which causes us to live only in the now. And we have this state of amnesia, which causes us only to realize who we are in the now. And from that point of view, life is pretty important. Life is pretty wonderful, because this is the only moment there is. And so, people that we disagreed with before, we don't disagree with anymore, because we have nothing with which to disagree. People whom we frowned upon and who we thought were less than perfect beings before, now we don't think that, because we have no comparison. We have nothing with which to compare. And so we just like them just for the way they are right now. And we tell them so. We say, you know, I like you just the way you are. You're a neat person. And they look at us with chagrin and they say, my God, not more than an hour ago, you hated me to pieces. You thought I was terrible. You thought I was rotten. You thought I was ugly. You thought I was worthless and useless. I thought that about you? Shut up. No, I think you're a wonderful person. Well, I think you're a wonderful person too. And I think that you're a thoughtful, loving, kind person. I think you're a thoughtful, loving, kind person too. You're always doing nice things for me as I'm experiencing it right now. And it's quite nice. It's quite lovely to be in your presence. Hey, you know, you're an all right person. So are you. By the way, let's do something, shall we? Yeah, come on, let's go play a game of tennis. Do I know how to play tennis? Well, you catch on quick. It's a sport that's sort of into your blood. Okay, let's go play tennis. So we play tennis. And I say, am I a very good tennis player? Oh, you are the best. You are the very best. You play with skill, with genius, and with joy. You're a delight to play tennis with because you play so well. And of course, you go out on the tennis court and you play so well because that's the only thing you know about yourself. Well, now, where does the skill come in knowing how to do it? Well, the skill comes in knowing how to do it that you know how to do it, and so you know how to do it. Well, come on now. Does that work on everything? It sure does. It works on every single thing in life. You know how to do it, and so you do it. You know, we go through these experiences, and we've mentioned this before, and we said that, now, this is how you do it. And then you say, ah, so. Oh, I see. I understand now. And as we say those statements, we don't say those statements because we are taught something. We say those statements because we know something. We say those statements because we have a realization that all the time we've always known it, and we've just brought it back to our attention at this moment. You see, with no past, we don't have a conviction that we don't know. And we don't have a conviction that we do know. But we do have the ability to say, I know that I know that I know God, and He knows the answer, and shoot right out with that answer and be absolutely wonderful. Yes, age, one age for all. Whether a little child or an adult, it makes no difference. Give either or all amnesia and tell them they're a genius, and they'll act like a genius. Tell them they're a fool, and they'll act like a fool. Tell them they're fantastic, joyous beings, and they'll act like fantastic, joyous beings. Tell them that they're worthless and good for nothing and nobody likes their company, and they will create people in their world not liking them who didn't even know they existed but a moment before. And of course, then they'll act unlikable too. But we can have that state of amnesia. We can have that state where we have no past. We have no instant past either. It's only the present, only the now. And then as we live in this only the now, we find we have the ability to do wondrous things that are utterly fantastic and joyous. And one age for all. That's what it's all about. One age for all. Once we have that state of amnesia where we forget the past and we live only in the present. This is where I am ready to be. This is where I am now. This is the only thing that's important to me. What's important to you? In the past? The present? The future? What's important to you? Living now in a joyous, happy, harmonious life that knows nothing else other than the moment now? Living in the now, where only the now takes precedent, and anything other than that, past, present, or future. See, the now is even beyond the present. It is so instantaneous, it has no name to call it. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Think about these things. They're really pretty wonderful, and they really give us something to think about. They give us something to build our lives on. We can live in a harmonious world because we create that world right now. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me this minute, this instant, this second, this nowness. Perhaps we should always say nowness. I am a happy person now. I am fulfilled now. I am joyous now. I am glad now. And you. Remember, there's nothing to argue about, nothing to disagree about. live in the now, and the now is most acceptable. Now is the acceptable time of the Lord. Right? Right. I love you. I love you. I love you.